Dear learners, now let us discuss writing books. The basic concept is similar to review paper writing or sometimes research paper writing. Sometimes the books are compilation of various research papers by the various researchers. In many cases, in many references, reference book are written like that. In any case, there are certain properties, certain features are there. The first thing is that you must stick to outline, your planning of chapters. Then the utmost important thing is student friendliness or reader friendliness. In the case of textbook, you might have experienced student never refer the text written in the complex language. However, it might be from great author, great scientist, doesn't matter for them. Student friendliness and in any case, reader friendliness is required. Then easy language. The easy language, simple language is effective. Write to inform, not to impress. We have discussed in a module, if you remember. You will have to write to inform, to communicate. Don't try to impress with your ornamental language. Then easy to follow presentation with the help of effective infographics, glossary, quick notes, summaries, FAQs at the end of chapter, or appendix or other ancillary information at the end of your book. And then lastly, especially for the textbook, it is applicable that stick to the syllabi, stick to the scope of the book. If you are writing for undergraduates, don't go ahead. Don't go to the next level. Write for your readers, not for showing your potential. In the similar way, for reference book, the readers are PG students, researchers, faculty members, experienced researchers. So write for them, so you can go to the next level. No issue. Style. In reference book, you can write in freestyle. Because you are writing an advanced form of that particular field. So you can apply any style. Being reader friendly applies here also. The ultimate aim is reader friendliness. However, even the experienced researcher needs the simple and effective presentation. But it's on you how to make it reader friendly. And the reference book must have the good bibliography or reference cited. You must provide the sufficient reference. Now moving to book chapters, again here depending on the type of book, the readers may be UG students, PG students, researchers, research scholars, experienced researchers or faculty members. Here style is determined by the editor. Actually editor plans the whole thing. He or she divides the chapters among the different authors and provides the guidelines. So you have to stick to that particular style which editor wants. The next thing is level. Level is determined by the editor. It depends on whether it is text or reference book. And again, reader friendliness. Here also, you are writing for your readers. And good bibliography is also needed even in the chapters. Even if you are writing for textbooks, it may be in the form of further readings. And for reference, obviously, they are needed. Now, dealing with the submission and post-submission aspect. Once an author has written it, once you have written it, revised it, after the final check, submit it to the publisher. Then publisher again sends your manuscript to the peer reviewer. Once the review comments are received from the peer reviewers, you can modify or correct or alter your manuscript depending on the suggestions. Then again check it for any kind of corrections. It may be grammatical errors, proof errors, or typo errors. Send it back to the publisher. Publisher sends you a proof, final proof. Then final proof is to be checked precisely for the any kind of typo error, grammatical error, locations of text and figure. Check it whether they are in the particular place or not. Also check the cover pages, preface, content, back cover, and your details which are going to be published in the book. And then when you okay, publisher sends it for the production and you can get your copy after the production. Dear learners, at the end, I would like to give you the salient features or unique selling points of a good chapter or book. The first thing is reader-friendliness. Second, simple and effective presentation. Third, cohesion and coherence. Rationality, focusing, and effective use of infographics. These are the salient features. Use these features and write an effective and powerful chapter or book. Best of luck for your academic writing.